All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. The headline on the press release from the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin says, don't let the Wisconsin legislature quit for the year before acting on fair voting maps legislation. You can step up the pressure on legislators and sign the online petition. Last fall, U.S. Supreme Court justices showed deep divisions over a gerrymandering case from Wisconsin that could have far-reaching national implications. The liberal justices expressed openness to the idea that courts should intervene when lawmakers draw election maps that greatly favor their party. Conservatives were skeptical that judges could come up with a way to determine whether and when legislators had gone too far. Jay Heck is the director of Common Cause in Wisconsin. He joins us on the final segment of the show. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Pleasure having you on the program. So you are encouraging residents to voice their opinions on Senate Bill 13 and Assembly Bill 44. What would those measures do?
Well, those measures would transform Wisconsin's currently very secretive, expensive and hyper-partisan redistricting process, which, as your smart listeners know, we usually do every 10 years after the census. So the next official one would be in 2021. And it would take it out of the hands of partisan legislators of either political party who currently draw the maps in Wisconsin and rig the districts to favor their party, and instead entrust it to a nonpartisan a state agency called the Legislative Reference Bureau. And this is modeled after the system that Iowa has had, and which, by the way, was put in place by Republican governor and Republican legislators in 1980. And in that system, the Legislative Service Bureau draws the maps. They're not subject to influence or discussion with partisans, and they do it according to a strict set of criteria that keeps communities together and makes a lot more sense. And the legislature can either approve the maps or disapprove them, but they only get an up or down vote. And if we did that in Wisconsin, we would have what we call fair voting maps. And they wouldn't favor one party or the other. Instead, they would be as neutral as could possibly be made. And other states have adopted this around the country. And, you know, I think if we did that in Wisconsin, we'd have a more responsive legislature, as well as real choices for voters of both parties at election time.
All right. So what is the status of those bills?
Well, Greg, as you and I have discussed many times, the Republican leadership in Wisconsin is adamantly opposed to them. We've been introducing the same legislation since 2013, and only once did we even get so much as a public hearing. The status is that the legislature has not acted on them, and of course the Assembly has declared that they're going home for the year. They're done at the end of February. What a great job, 2 months of work for 12 months of pay. And they said they're going home and they're not going to do anything else, and the state Senate has one more scheduled day to act on legislation. Now, the fact is that they will be coming back, or they'll have to be coming back, to act on some of Governor Walker's initiatives regarding the closing of the Lincoln School. The Senate Majority Leader, I think, said yesterday he's not going to, he doesn't like the legislation that passed the Assembly and that the governor approves to close the Lincoln Hill School, so they'll have to come back and deal with that. They'll also have to come back to deal with some gun safety measures. So if they're coming back, they should come back and consider Senate Bill 13 or Assembly Bill 44 identical legislation and put it forward, because the Supreme Court, as you so accurately mentioned, is going to act on the unconstitutional maps that the Wisconsin legislature produced in 2011. And my only correction to your analysis is that while the four conservative justices expressed skepticism and the four progressive judges expressed the need to declare those unconstitutional and keep them that way, the key justice, Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is a conservative, was very critical of the state's argument to protect partisan gerrymandering. So we're very hopeful and optimistic Justice Kennedy will come down on the right side. And if that happens, we're going to need a new system to draw maps. So why not just consider Senate Bill 13 and Assembly Bill 44 now?
All right. And you are encouraging residents who are concerned about this, who feel the way you do, to that they can sign an online petition. Where is that?
Well, there's that. That's on our website, which is www.commoncausewisconsin.org. But we're also encouraging them to call their legislators and make sure that the legislators know they don't want them to go home and begin campaigning on taxpayer money. They want them to do their job and act on this legislation. You know, this legislation has the vast support of many, many hundreds of thousands, millions of Wisconsin residents, and the legislature just ignores it. So we want citizens to tell them, come back and do some work. Don't just go home and campaign for re-election in rigged districts.
Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin. Jay, it's always a pleasure having you on the program.
Always a pleasure to be on your program. Thanks, Greg.